Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha, Daniel Eisenberg. In Parsha's Pinchas, the Parsha starts off with Hashem praising, commending Pinchas, and rewarding him for his act of zealotry at the end of last week's Parsha, killing Zimri and Cozbi and ending the sins of Klal Yisrael and ending the Magefa, the plague. And it says, this is in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Gimel, that he's going to have hit for himself and his offspring an eternal covenant of kahuna, that they're going to be kohanim. Targum Yonasan says, the chol of dichas duhi lebeimar hala bar puti b'yanda hu ha'anamechasenine lechun saraba, that which basically means that in exchange for the fact that chasdui, that they were, that people would disgrace him, would be mavaza him by saying hala bar puti midyanahu, hey, isn't he the son of Puti the Midianite, Puti midyanahu, so because of that, in exchange for that, I'm going to ascribe, I'm going to connect him, I'm going to give him yichus of the kuna gedola. And then goes on to elaborate some more of these points, right? V'cholaf da'achad rumcha b'dra'ei b'mechon d'midyanei. So it goes into some other points that are actually very interesting, but I don't want to lose focus on this first point. So basically what Targum Yonasan says is that in exchange for the fact that people were mevaza him, they called him, the son of Puti Midyana, So Hashem, in exchange for that, connects him to Kahuna Gedolim, makes Kohanim Gedolim come from Pinchas. And I guess one question you could ask is what does this have to do with anything? What does the connection, what is being connected to Bar Puti, people being mevaza him and disgracing him, saying he's descendant of Puti, the Midianite? So what does that have to do with the reward over here? And also, what is going on over there? So when were people mevaza him about such a thing? So this is actually not the only time in Chazal we see such a thing. Rashi actually quotes it a pasuk earlier on Pasuk Yud Aleph, that right over here it says a little bit differently. Right, Rashi says lefi shahayu hashvatim mevazim oso, because the shvatim would be mevaza him. Right, it calls him Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a kohen. Why does it go back two generations instead of just one like usual? So it says because people would embarrass him. Harisim ben Puti, isn't this the son of Puti shepitem avi imo agalim levodazara? Because I'll explain that Putiel is one of the names of Yisro, and that one of the ancestors of Pinchas was Yisro, who would be mefata, who would like fatten animals to bring them as karbonos for avodah zarah before Yisro converted. So people would disgrace Pinchas and say, you're descendant of someone who used to be an idolater. You're descendant of Puti, and that's why, according to Rashi over here in the previous pasuk, it says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a kohen, and Rashi is sourced. This is we see the same thing in Gemara and Sanhedrin. That's what Rashi source. It's also Midrash Tanhuma that has this discussion of Pinchas descending from Puti. It's also Midrash Rabbah. So that's not such a foreign thing. But I want to point out a chiddush, I think, one of the chiddushim of the Targum Yonasan that I didn't see. It's not in Rashi, it's not in the Gemara Sanhedrin, I don't think it's in the Midrashim, which is that it emphasizes, Targum Yonasan says, it's Puti Midyanah, Puti the Midianite, as opposed to, Rashi, the Gemara Sanhedrin, it just says Ben Puti. It doesn't call him Puti the Midianite. Now, either way, the assumption is that Puti is Yisro, and Yisro was indeed Kohen Midyan. So it makes sense to call him Puti Midyanah. It's not a contradiction. But why is it that Targum Yonasan emphasizes the fact that he's Puti Midyanah as opposed to just, Puti? And it may actually be very significant, because this can actually explain and answer our original question. What is the connection of him getting the kahuna, being connected to this Kohanic family? Why is that like a response over here? Like, what happened over here in this story that all of a sudden we want to stop people from disgracing him, right? Let's take for granted some people were disgracing him because of his background, and over here Hashem wants to change things. You know, why doesn't Hashem back up Pinchas beforehand? Why doesn't Hashem connect, give him good yichus beforehand? Why does it wait till this event before we should say, okay, everyone, stop disgracing him? And if you focus on that Midyana point, I think that really can really answer it very clearly, right? That it could be that his reputation as Ben Puti HaMinyani was removed since he struck down Cosby, the Minyanis princess, and he foiled the plan of Midian. Midian had a terrible plan, right, joining up with Moab and Bilam to destroy Klal Yisrael and cause them to do Averos. And the king of Midian himself sent his daughter Cosby to cause Klal Yisrael to sin and bring a Makefa. And he stepped up against the plan of Midian and killed a Midianite princess. So what did he show over here? That he's completely disconnected from his background as Puti HaMidyani. He's not Puti Midyana. He's not a descendant of Puti Midyana. He completely rejected that. With his zealotry, he showed himself to be connected to Klal Yisrael and to Avodas Hashem, not to Midian and idolatry. And it could be that's why Targum Yonasan emphasizes that Puti was a Midyana, and it could be that it also explains the connection over here, that he rejected his Midianite background. Just one more point, now that we're focusing on this Midianist thing, I think, which is also quite valuable. This may not be the intention of Targum Yonasan, it may be, but it's, I think, a valuable lesson that Targum Yonasan helps us get to, which is that we see the two people he struck down were Zimri and Cosby, basically a Yisraeli and a Midianist. That, you know, from he and we know Pinchas himself has Israelite lineage and Midianite lineage, right? He comes from Jews and he also has a background through Yisro of a Midiani, and nevertheless, he shows over here that he is disconnected to both of his national lineages because his lineage is not to the Jews and his lineage is not to the Minyanim, but it's rather to just Hashem. Now, in general, allegiance to Hashem results in allegiance to Klal Yisrael. But this idea is indeed a Levitic midah. We see by the Egel that the Levim stepped up against Klal Yisrael because right, Mila Hashem Eli, and Moshe commends this in Mizos Bracha. Right. What does it say about Levi? Levi Amar, that he says to his father, to his mother, I haven't seen him. To his brothers, he doesn't recognize them. Even his own sons, he doesn't know. Meaning that the Levium completely ignored familial relationships when they needed to step up and be zealots and kill the those who are sinning in Chet Egel, right? And it says, "Hi shamru imrasecha v'rischa in soru." This is the bracha to Levi, v'zos the bracha that they kept your words, Hashem, and your bris. They stood by. They stood by your bris. They were notes there. They preserved your bris, your covenant. So it makes sense that over here in this very pasuk, it talks about him getting a bris, right? In pasuk Yigim, that's what it says you're getting a bris kahunas olam, an eternal covenant of a bris, because you, Pinchas, just like, you know, the Levium and during Chet Egel, didn't care about familial relationships, didn't recognize their brothers, their parents, their children. They you know, did what they had to do, ignoring familial relationships out of the honor of Hashem. And you too, Pinchas, have done the same thing because you come from Klal Yisrael, obviously, and you also come from Puti Midyana, and you rejected both. You killed a Jew, you killed a Midyanis, and none of those familial ties prevented you from standing up in the honor of Hashem. And it makes sense that Pinchas, also a zealot, has this Levitic Midah, would be awarded a bris kuhunas olam. Have a beautiful Shabbos.